In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This parable that we've heard from the Gospel according to St. Luke is told in response to an event. Something has just happened. Jesus and his disciples are on their way to Jerusalem eventually, and during the course of their journey, Jesus has conversations with Pharisees and all of those conflicts with the Pharisees that we're familiar with, and a crowd is around him and sometimes takes time to teach his disciples privately. So as they travel on to Jerusalem, that's what's going on. And there has just been a conversation with the Pharisees. Jesus has spoken out very clearly and proclaimed the difference between the kingdom of this world and the kingdom of God. And then, you know, there's always someone in the crowd who is just not getting the gist of the teaching. And it's a young man who comes up and all of a sudden asks Jesus, because here is someone who is being recognized as a great rabbi, a great teacher, master, rabbi, teacher, he says, my brother won't give me part of my inheritance. And he wants Jesus to judge between them. Sometimes rabbis do that sort of thing. But Jesus' calling in this world is not to settle disputes, where what we're primarily concerned about is getting our share of the goods of this world. He says he's not sent to do that sort of thing. He's not going to be an arbiter between this man and his brother. Then he cautions the young man against greed, and he points out to him that true riches are not a matter of the possessions that we can have in this world. True riches are the riches, the wealth of the kingdom of God that he has been speaking about. And it is in response to that event that Jesus tells this parable of the rich fool, a man who is rich to begin with and plants abundantly. But he has a good year. And all of a sudden, he has more products, wealth in terms of the produce of his fields, than he knows what to do with. It's a great dilemma for him. You might think that he would think immediately of the poor. And the fact that it's not anything new, that Jesus is teaching originally that wealth is given to us in order to help those who are not wealthy. That's why some people have more than they really need. And clearly in this case, this man already wealthy and now having more goods than he knows what to do with, that's what he ought to think of first. But the man is a fool. This is Jesus' likeness, his portrait of a fool. This man says that he's going to pull down his barns that aren't big enough to hold everything he has and build new barns. He says the man turns to his own soul and he says, soul, now you have goods that will feed you throughout many years. Take ease, eat, drink, and be glad. The man is talking to his soul. Bodies eat. Bodies drink. Bodies take pleasure in the things of this world. The soul doesn't eat. It doesn't have any need of the food and the possessions of this world. The man cannot find security and wealth in his soul, no matter how much he has, no matter how big his barns are, no matter how much he excludes the poor from sharing in his unusually good harvest. The man is a fool. And Jesus is pointing out that he is a fool. To think that you can feed yourself, the one that you really are, the person created in the image and likeness of God, by way of the possessions of this world. It's a delusion. It's foolishness. And so, what happens? God says to the man, fool, this day your soul is required of you. The man has thought in terms of everything belonging to him. My wealth, my riches, my bountiful harvest, my larger and larger barns, and my soul, my soul. If he were concerned for his soul, he would ask his soul to speak to him and to let him know what the needs of the soul are. He would assume silence in the presence of God in the soul and realize that the things that the soul needs are not the things of this world. The things that the soul needs are the riches and the wealth of the kingdom. And that's what Jesus is teaching his disciples. The wealth that will fulfill us is only the wealth of the food that the soul needs. We lay up treasures in this world, we'll have nothing. We are meant to use the things of this world in order to lay up treasures for ourselves in heaven. That's what the wealthy man could have done with all that he had, that he suddenly did not know what to do with. He didn't need to get rid of his old barns and have new, bigger barns that will consume more and more of his wealth to fill them up. He should have gone and transformed himself by being bountiful to those of God's world that needed that bounty, where he did not. He was already a wealthy man. That's what his soul needed. But he impoverished his soul instead. Sometimes when we come to confession, we think like the rich fool. We look into ourselves, and just as the rich man is using his soul as a mirror in which he sees not God, but the image of himself, desiring the things of the world, mistaking this illusion of himself for the real soul that he ought to be feeding. And he talks to his soul and says these foolish things. This is how we think of ourselves when we prepare for and come to confession. It's as though we were looking in a mirror and we see our reflection in the mirror and we mistake the reflection for ourselves and we become concerned about making ourselves more beautiful. I'm not beautiful enough. I'm ugly. I have to do things in order to make myself beautiful. Well, does the soul care about the beauty of the body? That's not our real reflection of our true self that we're looking at. If we're looking at ourselves with worldly eyes, like the rich man was looking at his soul and not seeing his soul and its needs, but instead seeing the reflection of himself. And sometimes we say to ourselves, I'm going to make myself happy by making myself beautiful, by having many things, by appearing to others in a certain kind of way, by having power and authority, and others will look at me and they will see what I see when I look in the mirror and I see myself. That's how the rich fool thinks. And so long as we are looking into ourselves and we are seeing this kind of a false self-image, we are not able to really see into our souls. We're not able to really see what a human being needs. We don't need possessions to make ourselves feel powerful and strong. We're not as good as we think we are when we look in the mirror and we have ourselves decked out for appearances for the rest of the world. We're not as ugly or evil as we think we are when we're dissatisfied with our self-image and we want to improve it. That way of looking at ourselves is not going to show us our true selves. We are being fools when we look at ourselves in that kind of way. Jesus teaches the disciples that we need to use our lives in this world and the things of this world in order to transform ourselves and become more like God. Not more looking at our false image. The more we imagine ourselves the way we would like to be, you know, that's what the foolish rich man is doing. He has all the wealth that he needs to do anything to himself that he can do. And can he change himself? Can he feed his soul with all of that wealth? not in the way he's going about it. Now, if he took the wealth that he has and used it as a means to transform himself, he would be feeding his soul. He would be laying up treasures in the kingdom of God, laying up treasures in the kingdom of heaven. And that's the kind of humility that Jesus is struggling to teach his disciples on their way to Jerusalem. Let us take a lesson from this teaching of Christ as we move through what is probably in many ways the more difficult of the two greatest of the four fasting seasons, the fast of the Nativity. During this time, the world pulls on us greatly and tries to convince us that it is buying and the possessions and the lack of possessions or having sufficient money to be able to buy all of the things of the world or not having sufficient money to buy all of the things that we would like to buy. That is really what life is all about. But that, Jesus Christ is teaching us, is the way of thinking of a fool. And so let us not be fools. Let us use the fasting season to fast from that kind of foolishness and use this time to lay up our treasures in the kingdom of God, to transform ourselves from vain people who look into our souls and see only the reflection of ourselves, transform ourselves into people who look into ourselves seeking to be in the presence of God, seeking to feed not our bodies or our passions, but seeking to feed the needs and the desires of our own soul. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.